I'm Alex Chadwick. This is Day to Day. The state of Massachusetts has already issued more than 1,000 marriage licenses to same-sex couples since marriage became legal for them yesterday. Television news carried pictures of beaming couples and largely supportive crowds. But not everyone in the Bay State is joining the celebrations. Day to Day's Mike Pesca reports.
Hampton and Hampshire counties border each other, about 100 miles west of Boston. In Hampshire County, the city of Northampton, which is home to Smith College, has 28,000 or so citizens who are overwhelmingly white and overwhelmingly college educated. Many are lesbians. The demographers who wrote the Gay and Lesbian Atlas say Northampton likely has more lesbians per capita than anywhere in the country. Yesterday, supportive crowds cheered the 112 same-sex couples who emerged from the clerk's office with marriage licenses in hand. Springfield, Massachusetts, 20 miles to the south, shares little with Northampton other than an exit on US 91. Here, Ben Parks was shooting stick at Smith's Billiards, open since 1902, which the owner says makes it the oldest continuously operating pool hall in North America. Parks, like everyone at Smith's, had an opinion on gay marriage.
I don't hate homosexual people, but I think it's totally wrong for anyone and any child that's growing up now watching television. They got these gay shows on. They got gay marriages going on. So kids are growing up now thinking that it's okay to be gay. And I think it's totally wrong.
Parks lives here in Springfield, population 152,000. With a per capita income about $10,000 below Northampton and political leanings generally in the opposite direction, Springfield is a Massachusetts town for which gay marriage is local, only in the sense that it's on the local news. Like Parks, Craig Wilson says the Bible prohibits gay marriage, but his opinion about the issue is more shaped by his secular views.
To each his own. If they feel that's what they want to do, then I have no problems with it. My personal belief is that in the Bible it says that same sex should not be joined together. So in my personal belief, I don't feel it's right. But if somebody wants to go through with that, then who am I to, you know, to judge them?
Dan Griffin, a student at Springfield Technical Community College, is forcefully pro-gay marriage, going as far to say that if the government won't marry gays, it shouldn't marry anyone. Over a game of 8-ball, he lamented the closed minds he's encountered on the issue.
It surprises me how many bigots there are out there when it comes to this issue. It really does. You know, people that I otherwise thought were open-minded about things, and then they open their mouths about this, and they just sound completely ignorant to me talking about it.
Like Griffin, Tiffany Normandin, the bartender here, is also in her 20s. She says the argument breaks down along generational lines.
I don't think the older people agree with it. I think a lot of the younger kids are accepting, and the older people just are back with old times where you don't do that. So I think if it came to voting, it probably wouldn't pass because everyone older is probably going to vote.
If gay marriage never comes to a referendum or even a vote in the Massachusetts State House, it already is a political issue. Massachusetts Governor Mitt Romney's national stature has increased among conservatives thanks to his opposition to gay marriage. On the national level, not even the pool players who thought gay marriage should be outlawed said George W. Bush's proposed gay marriage amendment would sway their vote in November. But even though Springfield is something of a swing city, this isn't a swing state. So when it comes to presidential politics, the opinions of the people of Springfield don't amount to much more than pool room chatter. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.